This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
There's a big story up on DrudgeReport.com from Infowars.com. We played the video earlier, but it's amazing. You talk about media deception, how they take everything and twist it. And it's the Prime Minister taking a few scoops out of the box for the koi, the goldfish, and then dumping the whole thing. And then Trump mimics him exactly, and CNN only cuts to the Prime Minister doing a few scoops, then Trump dumping the whole thing and say how barbarous it is, editing and blowing up the video so you can't see that he mimicked the Prime Minister exactly. Of course, I just tweeted out and asked the question, you know, why is Trump in trouble for this? Does the Clintons literally feed people to the fishes? So French news agency properly showed Trump mimicking the Prime Minister exactly, but not CNN. If you're a TV viewer, we're showing you this. CNN just showed the Prime Minister doing the two scoops out. Then they zoomed in and blew it up on CNN to make it look like Trump just lazily dumped it in. And then the left went crazy and said, look, what a moron. He's hurting the fish. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's hurting everybody. Now watch, they blow it up right at the point where the Prime Minister dumps it all out so that it looks like Trump did the wrong thing. This is how they deceive. Boom. They blow it up and then show Trump dumping it out, taking every cultural gesture, everything there is, and turning it bad, making culture itself evil. See, that was racist. That was politically incorrect. He dumped it. He was disrespectful, even though he copied the Prime Minister with total precision. I know I've been harping on this, but remember the little boy, he shakes his hand, spends more time with him in the wheelchair, then walks away, and the little boy reaches out, and they said, oh, he ignored the little boy, and show the edited video. This is how they deceive. Ethan in Georgia, then Brandon in Texas, and Sue in Kansas. Ethan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's good to finally talk to you. I've been a listener for 10 years and a customer. I wanted to give input on the Sutherland shooting. Well,
yes, sir. That's weird, but not happening. He said he wanted to give input on the shooting. We did not hang up on you. Call back, sir. I want to get your input. Thank you for your support. And I mean, I know I say support us. They're out to get us. We are the tip of the spear. They are out to get us. So God bless you for your financial support, sir. Brandon in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I had a little static right there. I just wanted to point out that yesterday is my son's birthday, and today I purchased my application for license to carry, and I got on Facebook. You know, I was talking to the person and whatnot, and Facebook, you know, they do that previous post from years past or whatever.
Yes.
And 2 years ago, yesterday, you guys posted about Disney, you know, trying to make Christians surrender their firearms in a documentary called The Armor of Light.
Oh, I remember the documentary, The Armor of Light, how it's Christian for us to turn our guns in and just let them come and kill us, even though that's anti-biblical, where Christ said, sell your garment and buy a sword in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That was 2 years ago, yesterday.
Wow, what do you make of it being the day after the big SJW call for violence? Because obviously they can't attack on Sunday. I mean, on Saturday, because people aren't going to church.
I'm trying to keep myself composed because it, you know, it's my state, our state. I hit home. You know, we've been through a lot.
Well, he was a leftist He was a leftist dirtbag.
Yes, sir. And I'm getting my CHL this Saturday.
Well, that is the answer. I'm surprised in a little church somebody wasn't packing, but hey, that's not their job to do that. I'm very sorry they got victimized, but Christians are the target of these devils. So we've got to be offensively very, very peaceful, but defensively We need to be ready to defend ourselves. I pack all the time now. You have to do it. Didn't start doing it until a year ago. You must do it. Thank you, Brandon. God bless you.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, for the next 45 minutes or so, Scott Adams, the creator of one of the top comic strips in history, Dilbert, is joining us, but he's also somebody that studies persuasion, somebody that studies politics, history. Really smart guy. We're really excited to have him joining us here in just a moment. In the last 15 minutes or so, I'll take more calls from people that are patiently holding, like Sue, Faith, Tal, Brian, and others. If not, you can hang up and call back if you'd like. And then we're going to have Matt Dubiel co-hosting with me in the fourth hour from our Chicago affiliate, covering a whole bunch of big developments. But first, it was such a fascinating interview that I wanted to play some more excerpts of it, because Donna Brazil has come out and said that she talked about removing Hillary from the nomination, that Hillary stole the nomination from Bernie Sanders, and that you can go to hell. She says, "I will not shut up." This is on ABC's This Week. Now, this is bigger than just Donna Brazil. I don't just believe Donna Brazil. I know everything she basically talked about, we covered at the time. So it's true what she's saying, including she feared for her life with the whole Seth Rich thing, which they were trying to cover up. They were so desperate, and that Hillary ordered them to not let the FBI into the servers that were being hacked into. This completely blows up in the face of Robert Mueller. So here's a short compilation of some of the highlights, and then we're going to go to our guest. Here is Donna Brazil, one of the chief rats, former head of the DNC, leaving the sinking ship. Here it is.
It sounds like you had a pretty dysfunctional relationship with the high command in Hillary's campaign. You even talk about telling them at some point, "I'm not Patsy the slave."
Yeah, I'm not Patsy the slave because I got sick and tired of people telling me how to spend money when all I was trying to do, I wasn't getting a salary. I was basically volunteering my time. And what I was trying to do, George, was to increase the level of enthusiasm and passion for Hillary Clinton and the rest of the ticket all across the country. But here's what they don't know. They don't know what it was like to be over at the DNC during this hack. They don't know what it's like to bury a child. I did Seth Rich. They don't know what it's like to protect the staff from further harassment. They don't know what it's like because the high command of Brooklyn, the people who were making the decisions, even for the DNC, they didn't come and work with us. They told us to shut up and basically let them win the election. And when we tried to intervene, we had to spend money we raised to try to help them win. And that was my job as chair of the party. George, for those who are telling me to shut up, they told Hillary that a couple of months ago. You know what I tell them? Go to hell. I'm going to tell my story.
You just mentioned Seth Rich, who, of course, was killed during the campaign. Did you feel under threat?
Every day.
Do you agree with Elizabeth Warren that the primaries were rigged?
I don't think she meant the word rigged, because what I said, George, as you well know, after I left this show back on July 24th, I said I would get to the bottom of everything. And that's what I did. And I called Senator Sanders to say, you know, I wanted to make sure there was no rigging of the process. I'm on the Rules and Bylaws Committee. I found no evidence None whatsoever. I knew I'd sent emails. Of course, George.
So you're not denying that you sent this email?
George, I'm not. First of all, I said straight up. I said, look, if this was sent, I know why I sent it. I apologize. I spent the entire month of August apologizing for the leaked hacked emails, which is a crime.
All right. So that is a rat leaving the sinking ship. Now, joining us is Scott Adams, blog.dilbert.com. Don't have to tell you everything about him. He predicted Trump would win before anybody else did, other than maybe us, and that he would win the nomination in the general election. He endorsed Hillary Clinton for his personal safety. You've seen me get hot coffee thrown on me and more, so that's a little bit tongue-in-cheek there. And he goes on to say that writing about Donald Trump ended my speaking career and has already reduced my income about 40%, as far as I can tell, but I'm in less physical danger than I was. So he's paid a lot to promote the American way of life, a fellow thought criminal, Scott Adams of Dilbert. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Where should we start? I mean, I want to get into more predictions and why you predicted Trump would win and so much more. But what do you think of the Democrats, from Wolf Blitzer to Donna Brazile, throwing Hillary under the bus? I think that shows that Obama and the party know that as a poster child, Hillary's killing them.
Yeah, they're really going to need to reinvent themselves, because I think they realize that the last horse they rode didn't get them that far. And if they keep riding that horse, it's not going to work too much. I was reading today that the Democrats are thinking about getting more of an economic message next time. And I thought to myself, how is that going to work if we have GDP of 4% and record low unemployment by the time the 2018 election comes around? It seems like they're being herded into a narrow ravine. It's like the worst place they could possibly be, assuming the economy stays strong.
Wow, that's really boiled down when you put it that way. The saying a day late, a dollar short just doesn't go far enough. They only seem to now know that they're turning their party into a coastal elite party. What they said was about to happen to the Republicans is happening to them.
Yeah, their old technique of identity politics didn't work. And their new approach seems, just even on the surface, like it couldn't possibly work unless they know something we don't about some downturn between now and 2018.
But how long can the bullying, the intimidation, the calling everybody KKK members that don't want to be socialist or don't want to live under, you know, Hillary Clinton, how long can that work? Because they've really, as you know, been pressing and getting more and more vicious, more and more threatening, and it seems to be actually making people get madder who were even Democrats. It seems to be blowing up in their face.
Yeah, you know, both sides do the trick where you try to characterize the entire other party by their worst 20% or 10%. I don't see that ever changing, because it sort of works, you know, and people keep doing what works. But it does seem to me that the Republicans are sort of becoming the party that loves the Constitution and the rule of law, and the Democrats are sort of accidentally becoming the party that just hates other people.
Exactly. It seems the Republicans are reforming themselves, getting back to American roots. They've been incredibly corrupt. And the Democrats are just getting more extreme, more bullying in an attempt to hang on, only making people hate them that much more.
Yeah, and I think it's exacerbated by what I call the massive cluster bomb of cognitive dissonance that happened on Election Day. So on Election Day, about half the country believed that they were smart and wise and kind and many other good things about themselves, and their candidate would surely win, and there was no way in the world that this Donald Trump character could become president. And on election night, they realized that some of the most fundamental things they've ever believed are just completely wrong, and they had to reinterpret their entire world. And so I think many of them reinterpreted it not as, gosh, I guess I was underinformed. Maybe I haven't talked to enough Republicans. Maybe I've missed the entire story. Maybe I've ignored the middle class. I mean, all the things they could have said to themselves about why the result came out differently than they imagined, I don't think they did. I think what they decided was, well, the other side must be far worse than I ever imagined. There are far more terrible racists who are supporting this monster for president. So they had to come up with a story that kept their original worldview at least mostly intact. And so in that worldview, not only were they right all along, They were right in the right direction, but it was even worse than they thought, which is a lot like being right. So I think that's the, you know, the spontaneous hallucination that people are dealing with. And I mean hallucination in the literal sense. It seems to me, and, you know, fact check me on this because you've been following politics longer and more closely than I have, really. I've just sort of been getting into it in the last couple of years. But it seems to me that in the old days, people used to just sort of lie about the other side and stretch the truth, but they knew they were doing it. It seemed to me there was an awareness there. Yeah, I'm just going to say something about the other side because this will be a good strategy. But now it seems, and this is my observation, subject to, you know, anybody else's opinion on it, it seems that they actually believe what they're saying this time. Like, they actually believe there's a monster in the White House.
Well, you said it better than anybody ever heard. They smoked their own dope, and in the process of self-fulfilling prophecy, they became the monsters that they were projecting onto us.
Yeah, and I don't think that they realize that at all. I think that in their minds, if you're fighting Hitler, in their minds that's what they're doing, then whatever you do is justified. So I think that's their moral cover.
Wow, I gotta say, this guy right here, it just crystallizes so much.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at LegacyFoodStorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
This is our land. These are our people, the workers, the strivers, the builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies, the dark murdering armies whose only honor.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, folks. I've seen him on other television programs. He's been on with us once before, about a year ago. And I got to say, I am really impressed, not just with Dilbert over the years, I've been reading it for decades, but with the way he boils it down, you know it's true when you hear it, especially when you've experienced it. And then what's even crazier is you don't hear what he's saying almost anywhere else, even here. Because I was never even a Republican or a Democrat. I've been a Libertarian. And the Republicans have horrible problems. But the populists have been taking that over. Most of the folks I knew that put Trump into office were the old Obama voters. In fact, the demographics showed it. But now they've gone so crazy that they've radicalized to the point of where they've just dehumanized everyone out there. Just like that passage from 1984 we just played as we came in live. So I'm going to ask him to recap what he just said and then expand on it and then predict again, you know, as a linguist, as somebody that's written and studied the art of persuasion and made a lot of accurate prediction, where he thinks this is going as a best-selling author and researcher, again, the creator of Dilbert, Scott Adams. Because, again, folks know I don't just say, hey, that's profound all the time. I think everybody understands. We heard the truth there. So looking at this mass mental illness, where does it go next? And how do we not become so radicalized by fighting it? Because when you're faced with the abyss, as Nietzsche said, you tend to become the abyss.
Right. Well, first of all, I've got it all documented.
Oh, the big book. Yeah, tell us about the new book.
So it's Win Bigly, and it's the story of how persuasion in a world where facts don't matter is everything you need to understand what happened in the last 2 years. So I'm a trained hypnotist by background and been studying persuasion in all its forms for years. And so when I looked at the election cycle, I was looking at it through a different window, just looking at it through a persuasion window. And one of the things that you learn to look for when you have this kind of a background is you look for what I'd call the trigger for cognitive dissonance. It's the thing that caused people to flip out and become irrational, a specific thing. And the specific thing was the election itself, when most of the world thought they understood the world, and surely this Donald Trump character could never be elected president, and then he was. And they had to suddenly reinterpret their world to make sense of it without changing the basic thing that they wanted to maintain, which is, well, I've been right all along. I'm a pretty smart person. So whatever is going on here, it must be something that I'm still right about. That's the way normal brains work, by the way. So I'm not mocking Democrats with this. This is a normal way things work. Now, the reason it would affect the Democrats more than the Republicans in this specific case is that the Republicans got what they wanted and expected, which was a President Trump overall. The Democrats got nothing they wanted, and they certainly didn't expect it. So that was a perfect setup for a trigger for cognitive dissonance. Now, the other way you could confirm that that's what's happening, as opposed to people having reasonable opinions, is you look for the oversized reaction. The reaction that if you brought in a third-party observer who hadn't been watching any of the election and just said to him, hey, could you look at this person and tell me, do you think this reaction, that the size of their emotional reaction, does this seem normal to you? Or have people organized to literally go outside and scream at the sky? Actually, that's actually what's happening. That people are screaming at the sky. They're putting masks on. I feel sorry for poor Rand Paul. You know, he's been, I think, the victim of possibly two attempted murders in 1 year. And I would think that at least one of them for sure was politically motivated. And the other one, I've got my suspicions, right, that there may have been a political motive to that.
And now he has five broken ribs, a pierced lung, and is in serious condition.
Yeah, add that on top of Trump supporters during the election who were beaten in just San Jose, you know, a short drive from where I live. So when during the election, when I famously came out and said that I'm going to change my endorsement to Hillary Clinton for my personal safety, which I always appended to the end of that, I wasn't joking. I did that actually literally for my personal safety, and I believe it helped. Because the moment I said that, people didn't care why I was changing sides, even though it was somewhat transparent that I was doing it for a specific reason. They just said, well, okay, now we got another one on our side. Let's go scare somebody else. So when you see gigantic oversized reactions, like we're seeing, people marching in the streets because they think, you know, a Hitler monster has been elected, even though we're not seeing the evidence of that, and it's been many months, seems like we would have. And even if people don't really become Hitler at age 70. You know, that's something we don't really see. So if they're screaming at the sky, they're bringing guns to places to shoot Republicans because they're that worked up, that's probably cognitive dissonance.
And I even saw some studies showing brain scans of hardcore Democrats that they'd gone through PTSD and the brain actually showed signs of real trauma.
Yeah, this is real. Yeah, if your mind goes to that dark place and stays there long enough, you've got a problem. Now, keep in mind, I had called this out, and I write about this in Win Bigley, that the Clinton persuasion game was terrible right until Bernie dropped out, and then it went to weapons grade. Do you remember as soon as the Republican convention was over, the moment it was over and they switched to the pundits, every pundit used the same word. It's dark. It was a dark speech. It's dark, dark, dark. That was the moment I called that there must be a professional, maybe somebody who was helping Bernie until he dropped out, because it was the timing of Clinton's improvement in this area was sort of suspicious. So as soon as she started saying that everything he was doing was dark and dark and dark, it activated fear. So she went to fear persuasion, which is the strongest. She had started with, I have experience. Things are going okay. Let's do more of the same. You know, let's not have these Republican ideas. Somewhat of a policy-based, experience-based persuasion, and it wasn't very effective. But by the summer, she had picked up, the dark theme, and that was just a magnet for every bad idea that everybody had.
But separately, Trump was optimistic for a new, better future, but pointing out that they were the ones that were negative, and they were the ones putting out the negative message, so it was true. Now he's gotten in. Now he's partially delivered, like you said earlier. How are they going to say it's all a nightmare when we see the economy coming back?
Yeah, I had predicted prior to Inauguration Day that you would see the following story arc play out in the real world. That they would start by saying, my God, we've elected Hitler, and it would just be nonstop Hitler, 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 until several months had passed, I predicted, and he hadn't done any Hitler stuff. Because, you know, after a while, you just can't maintain the image.
Then Scott, stay there. Well, we got to go to break. I'm going to come back and talk about your new book, Win Bigley. I can't wait to read it. Stay with us.
The Run. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Stephen Bannon calls it a war for the Republic, and then they act like he invented that. No, politics is war. And as the creator of Dilbert, Scott Adams, was just saying, who's a technologist engineer before he ever created Dilbert and then all his other best-selling books. But for me, I don't promote fear-based stuff to manipulate people. They are coming after our guns. They are selling out our industry. They are doing one-sided deals. As long as you're scaring people with the truth to get them to take action, like if your house is on fire, to get out, then I see it as a good thing. So for me, I've never studied persuasion. I just go with my gut and with what's common sense. And now that Trump's delivered so much on what he said he would do so early, compared to the politics of lying, where you lie to people, you manipulate them, and then you don't deliver to them on purpose because you're such a sociopath, you think it's chump-like to actually care about people. Whereas the real ruling class would want prosperity that produces more technology, more medicine, more science, so they could skim off the top and be even more rich. But see, there's a chicken you-know-what factor, a chicken SH, you know what I call the chicken bleep dimension, that we see in cultures that become decadent, where the grandkids of the people that actually made the money, made the inventions, just become these jerks that hate flyover country and want to dominate and control everybody. And that's what I see. But I'm telling you, I'm going to read Win Bigly. I'm going to try to carry it at the InfoWars bookstore online, because I've already read two of his other books, Persuasion in a World Where Facts Don't Matter. And then it goes into the summer of 2015. Scott Adams was in the middle of a planned career pivot, a guy who created the Dilbert comic, to a maverick political pundit. And I like the fact that they persecuted him. He didn't back off. He got deeper into it and has now created a whole nother career for himself. Win Bigly, Persuasion in a World Where Facts Don't Matter. And there's other books he's written as well. But he gets into the whole way of linguistic skills, linguistic kill shots, setting the table, visual persuasion. How about this? They want the TPP, a secret global group, to control and run my life. Trump's against it. That makes perfect sense. How about they want my guns and want to bankrupt the economy to control me and make me be a renter and not an owner in my own life? How about that's authoritarian? I'm against it. I mean, at a certain point, isn't fear-mongering a good thing, Scott Adams, if it's true?
Well, the ideal situation is the one that Trump used. I call him a master persuader because he's good at this stuff. And what he did is he would show you the optimistic view. You know, if you elect me, everything's going to be great. We'll have, you know, X percent GDP. We'll be in a golden age, make America great again. But at the moment, we're in this bad situation. So he'll describe the current situation as terrible while contrasting it with the amazing times ahead. And if you think about it, as soon as I say that, you say to yourself, well, isn't that just normal? People say it's bad. I'm going to give you something better. But if you look at the Clinton campaign, you didn't see a lot of the world is going to be great under my administration. I didn't see the upside presented as part of the sale.
That's because they want to break our will. It's in the WikiLeaks. They want a permanent underclass. I mean, Obama said you can't have cars and air conditioning to Africans.
Well, I don't know about their secret thoughts. One of the things that I always caution against is that we imagine we can tell what's in the minds and motivations of people, and we're terrible at that.
Then maybe generally Hillary's speaking, just super stupid, because if you know if she's not promoting prosperity, how's that going to create optimism to get the stock market up?
Well, one of her biggest problems that I read about in the book is that she used to say in her tweets, if you remember this pattern, she would say, "Imagine President Trump." And then the next part, if you click through, which a lot of people didn't, would be something bad he might do if he were elected president. But the first part was a persuasion mistake of the first order. She was telling people to imagine the very thing that he was also trying to tell them to imagine, him as president.
Exactly.
Because until you could wrap your head around the fact that this crazy, you know, I guess they called him a Cheeto Jesus at one point. So until you could take the comical clown, you know, brand that they tried to put on him from the start, and you could even imagine him being in the White House, you know, you couldn't vote for him. So she actually solved one of his biggest problems accidentally by saying, imagine President Trump over and over again.
It shows why the Democratic establishment tried to get rid of Hillary, but she was able to hold on. Didn't she understand that by, again, making Trump front and center, she was actually creating her own political demise?
Yeah, there was a lot of things she didn't understand. Well, let me tell you, you're reminding me of my best prediction in the book, which some say didn't quite happen, but I predicted early on that by the end, Trump would be effectively running unopposed. And I thought that I detected a variation in the way she looked from day to day that often suggests an underlying health problem. Now, I'm not a doctor, but hypnotists learn to look at micro changes in facial and other movements.
Some days she looked like she'd been run over by a truck and drank four bottles of vodka. Other days she just looked okay. The woman looks like hell.
Yeah, and compare that to Trump, who kind of looks exactly the same every day. His energy level is pretty much the same, and that's a sign of good health. Now, we know from Donna Brazile's book now that there was a point where at least she was concerned that her health was so bad that maybe they should consider taking her out. So that's about as close as you could get to running unopposed, although not literally or technically true.
So it's all being vindicated. They were thinking about removing her and putting Biden in. She was basically fixing the nomination process. Is it too little too late? Can the Democrats reverse their political seppuku that they've committed?
Well, before you go on to that, I just have to point out something I haven't heard anybody say, but when Donna Brazile was saying we're going to replace maybe Hillary and Tim Kaine with possibly Biden and I think Cory Booker, what happened to Tim Kaine? Like, what did he do wrong? Was he never the right choice to begin with? It was kind of an odd choice that he would be thrown under the bus. Now, of course, we imagine that the reason was because they wanted to, you know, play to their identity politics.
Sure.
And they just couldn't have two white guys running for office. So it was the most blatant confession of racism that I think we've ever seen and completely not noticed.
Well, that's a big point. That's a big
point.
And let's expand on that. She also admits, well, we couldn't get rid of Hillary because she was a woman, and that would make women mad. You should have whoever the best candidate is, woman or man. It shows how it's all identity politics, the opposite of what Martin Luther King talked about.
Yeah, and I think in the end, one of her biggest problems, you know, if you don't count the basket of deplorables, which, you know, I think we would all count as her biggest mistake, just the fact that she said, I'm going to make a thing about being a woman. You know, even one of her proposed slogans was, I am with her, calling out the gender advantage, as she said it. She actually said it would be an advantage in some ways that women could listen better. She said that in public. Now, I'm not saying whether that's true or false. I'm saying that as a political statement to say
it's
my
hypocritical.
Gender
you can't say men are better at certain things under their cosmology, but then she's saying they can say women are better. It's like the pigs in Animal Farm saying, you know, four legs good, two legs bad, unless we're pigs and we walk on two legs, then it's okay.
Right. Now compare that to who I would call another master persuader, President Obama. Even if you don't like his politics,
sure.
he was very good at this. And he ran for president as the first, you know, African-American who had a really good chance of winning. And he never made that a theme. He never said, elect me because I'm an African-American. He never said, elect me because I'll be your first African-American. He may have even mentioned it a few times in passing, but it wasn't a theme. And I think that allowed people to say, okay, as long as you're not making that the theme, we'll look at the politics and we'll look at the policies.
They were very smart knowing a lot of conservatives would go for it for real equality because he wasn't making it racial.
Right. Yeah, that felt like a step forward for everybody.
Wow, Scott Adams, I can't wait to hear what you say next. The creator of Dilbert, the new book, Win Bigly, out now. Can't wait to read it. I'm Alex Jones, newswars.com.
You look stressed, Marie. Everything okay?
Well, I'm a little worried. Scott got a letter from the IRS that we owe $30,000. Now third-party collectors are calling. The IRS may start garnishing our wages, and we just can't afford that.
Relax, Marie. Just do what Mark and I did and call Community Tax.
Community Tax's highly accredited team of tax professionals knows how to protect your savings and stop wage garnishments, audits, levies, liens, and property seizures. Depending on your circumstances, you may only have to pay a fraction of what you owe. If you owe the IRS back taxes you can't afford to pay, call our toll-free hotline to learn how you can resolve your tax problem and potentially save thousands of dollars. Don't pay a penny more than what you have to. And don't be fooled by scams or harassed by collection agencies. Even if you're already in a payment plan, call now for a free consultation. For your free 5-minute best price guarantee quote that could save you thousands, call 800-792-8287. That's 800-792-8287. 800-792-8287.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service, run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Alex Jones here, back live. Matt Dibiel and I will be hosting some of the next hour, getting to your phone calls for those that have been holding. We're going to have our Chicago affiliate broadcaster and station manager joining us. Always love having him on. Just briefly, my dad is an oral surgeon and dentist. He's about to retire. And about 15 years ago, he heard me ranting and raving about fluoride and toothpaste and how it causes brain damage and lower IQ and dental fluorosis. And he said, son, I don't care who you have on the air. That's a bunch of bull. You need fluoride or you die. And I actually showed him what was in the water supply and the fluoride. He said, this is incredible. This is Grignard Reagents Heavy Metals. They're covering for it, calling it fluoride under law with a loophole to dump toxic waste in the food and water. Exactly. Now, CNN had to admit last month, in utero and in children, massive IQ reductions. Well, 6 years ago, the EPA said reduce it in water by half. You don't drink your sunscreen, but hydrofluorosilicic acid is a hopped up version of fluoride. It's been turned into an acid, and it's an adjuvant. It's very toxic. That's why my dad and I developed, with the same folks that make Tom's of Maine, it's private labeled, Super Blue non-fluoride toothpaste with colloidal silver and high quality iodine, which you die without iodine. Massive iodine deficiencies in the country. If you drink the stuff at the store, it'll kill you. It's a different type of iodine. This is the real medical grade. Super Blue toothpaste available at InfoWarsStore.com. But there is the CNN headline that fluoride in the water and in toothpaste is causing IQs to drop precipitously. And for 7 years, the American Dental Association says don't brush children's teeth until age six with it. Why does it say nursery water at the store with added fluoride? And they didn't add calcium fluoride, boys and girls. They added hydrofluorosilicic acid. It's 33% off right now. And we have the bubble gum, natural flavor, organic flavor for children that doesn't have as much of the peppermint in it. This is concentrated toothpaste. Your purchases make everything we hear do possible, including DNA Force now back in stock. Now, going to Scott Adams of blog.dilbert.com, and of course also on Twitter at Scott Adams Says, talk about the book Win Bigly. What about the censorship? Because they've gone through cognitive dissonance, they've gone through traumatic panic attacks, they believe Hitler has taken over, they ignore that the economy is getting better and that unity is increasing in polls. What do you expect to happen next as the establishment Democratic Party seems to just get more mentally ill? We know Donna Brazile's kind of trying to right the ship, but they don't appear to be listening to her.
Well, I think as long as they're not successful, they're going to have to find a new approach. So I think just coming hard at Trump supporters is not a path that's going to be productive for them. So they're going to be flailing around looking for something that works. Now, the problem is that if they're dealing with a successful presidency, and it's starting to look like that's a little harder to deny as the economy does well, ISIS is defeated, immigration is down, you know, we're out of trade agreements. I would say if you're going to look to the future about what's the biggest wild card, you know, the black swan, if you will, the thing that could change everything about everything, it would be something happening with North Korea. And now I'm not going to go, predict that we're going to have some great success there, but I also don't think there's going to be any kind of a nuclear war coming out of that because nobody wants it. It's the one thing that nobody wants, including the North. But for the first time, I think you're seeing a situation where the North Korean leader, Little Rocket Man, probably wonders every day if he only has a month left to live. And I don't think that the leaders of North Korea have ever had that feeling before. So the president has given them this sense of genuine uncertainty about their future that I would think would make them a little bit more flexible if there's some way that they can get what they need at the same time we can get what we need, which will be the real trick.
Scott Adams. Clearly, North Korea had gotten more belligerent, more delusional, so we had to put some pressure on them. Most defense analysts agree with what the president's done. Japan certainly agrees. China's having to now put more pressure on North Korea. But you pull back at Saudi Arabia, the princes that were going against the U.S., going against Trump, involved funding ISIS, they all just died in helicopter crashes or got killed at their houses. I'm not endorsed or arrested. I'm not endorsing any of this, but it is an authoritarian regime. But it does seem almost magic how all the enemies suddenly of the U.S. and of Trump and of anti-globalism, every election's going against the globalist, every election's going against socialist, everywhere the trend is, the New World Order is in deep, 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 deep manure, and Trump just keeps coming up aces every time. I'm kind of pinching myself. I mean, I didn't expect Trump to deliver this good just 10 months in. I mean, this is crazy. And then I learned from his family and others that his dad was a super anti-communist. So was he. They were donating to the John Birch Society. By the way, nobody even knew this. They had their whole Democrat face being nice in New York. And now we have a super libertarian Americana sleeper cell with a guy with incredible energy who's obviously a genius. Now is the president of the United States and just the communist Chinese, the Islamicists, they're all crapping their pants right now.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned Saudi Arabia. If it's true, the reporting that the new leader over there actually wants to move them toward moderation, that's the biggest story in the world. That's the biggest story in 10 years, 20 years.
Exactly.
What is a bigger story than that? Now, we don't know if he'll succeed, but it is Saudi Arabia. Right. I mean, they're guarding the holy sites and one would think that whatever they do would have a ripple effect and could be the beginning of an extraordinary change that we don't know if the President Trump had anything directly to do with that. But we do know he's getting along well with them over there, and that can't hurt.
So, I mean, I don't want to be too messianic here, because obviously Trump's just a person bringing back classic Americana. That's why everybody wanted to move here to begin with. It's not like he invented this. We're just coming back to this. People are hungry for it. I mean, how would you describe this whole Trump phenomenon, nationalist phenomenon from Austria to Italy to the Czech Republic to Poland to Iceland to Australia to Brexit to the U.S.? I mean, what happened?
Yeah, I'm not enough of a student of world affairs to know if there's some common theme that runs across all these countries. Because sometimes it's easy to imagine a pattern where there isn't one. In the United States, one of the things that President Trump and before that candidate Trump did so well is he gave people different reasons to like him. So if you liked populism or you liked his immigration policies, you'd say that's what I like. If you liked maybe lower taxes, you like that. But my favorite is he does what something I would call strategic ambiguity, meaning that people can read into him things that they want to see. For example, if you're very religious and that matters to you, you would see that he talks about the Bible. He says he's very Christian, mentions it often. And you'd say, oh, yes, I'm Christian. He's Christian. I like that. But if you didn't think religion was terribly important and you didn't really want it to be a big feature of the government, you would also say to yourself, yes, he says these things because that's good politics and we don't know what's in his heart, but he doesn't seem to be a big church guy. I'm comfortable with that. So it's amazing how many times he'll present two completely different visions. And people can be comfortable in the one that works for
exactly. He's very, very pragmatic. But let me give you some of the secret sauce. I know you're a smart guy. I've been a technologist before you became a best-selling author. Look, globalism is anti-free market. It's anti-home rule. It's anti-nationalism. From TPP to securing our borders, he's bringing back national identity. And from all over the world, it is an anti-globalist, anti-radical Islamic system of not wanting to be colonized by the modern liberal ethos of world government powered by socialism, communism, authoritarian Islam. And it's the fact that he did that has energized other nationalist movements and made it sexy now, creating a new wave behind Trump that is anti-New World Order. Of my listeners, I will tell you, UKIP, Nigel Farage will say, half their supporters came from InfoWars. We allowed the critical mass, our listeners, to push this over the edge globally. So I just want people to know the secret sauce is our audience.
Well, that may be. I mean, you've got a tremendous reach, and certainly the things you're saying are compatible with the things who are voting on the winning team. It's hard to figure out whose persuasion, whose factor is really the key variable in these multivariable situations.
But, oh, I totally agree. It's a giant spectrum. I just want our listeners to know, being involved, being active, busting their butts to stand up for Americana all these years and getting bullied, baby, we're hitting pay dirt. We're starting to turn the tide.
You know, I think you just used a word that is very active. And this, the bully word, the feeling that the people who other people thought were in charge, the people who others thought were in charge were actually feeling bullied. So a lot of Trump supporters, and I would put myself in that camp in terms of the bullying, we actually felt like this was no longer a discussion about what's the best way to run things. It just felt like bullying after a while.
And you didn't take it lying down. Scott Adams, the new book, Win Bigly. Awesome. Thanks for coming on. Come back again soon.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
That was amazing. Well, can we read the book? We'll be right back on the other side of this quick break with the fourth hour, your phone calls, Matt Dubiel, and more. I'm Alex Jones.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.